offers. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's no agreement on numbers, and nothing will be agreed to until everything is agreed to.
There's House Speaker John Boehner with a concise, like, 6-second description of what this Congress is thinking about. I guess the minds of Congress, whether they're collective or not. So anyway, beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on the budget and whether or not there's a government shutdown looming. We review for you today most of the Sunday television programs, the various networks, and then some talk radio input here to see if we can get all sides of the issue, the budget, Candy Crowley, CNN, all together here. Senator John Cornyn of Texas appears on her program with Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, and the focus is the likelihood of a shutdown.
Is there going to be a government shutdown on Friday?
I hope not. I mean, I think what kind of signal would it send if we were to shut down our government basically over a couple of social policy riders that were added to the budget bill? I think there seems to be some agreement around the top line number. We ought to show that we as the American government can get our act together and make sure there's not that shutdown.
Senator Cornyn, did I read you wrong, at least some of your comments this week, that you're kind of on board with the $33 billion figure? Do you think?
Well, I'd like to cut more because we're still spending 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spending is borrowed money, adding to the deficit and to the debt. But really, I think it's up to Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate. The House has actually already passed a bill that would fund the government through the end of September, but he's refused to take it up. I hope we can solve the problem because, frankly, people are looking for a little bit of adult interaction, and they're interested in solutions to our debt and to our deficits and not just games. And that's what we're getting, it looks like.
Well, in fact, I think the public probably just can't quite grasp what this is. This is a bill that, I mean, this budget should have been done last October.
Right. We've had
more than a year to deal with it, and it's like every 2 weeks, it's like, okay, let's cut another 20. I mean, this is no way to run a railroad, as I think both of you will admit. And the real problem here, I think, is that you haven't even started dealing with the big problem this year.
Absolutely, because when we're talking about, you know, $70 billion or $73 billion or $75 billion in cuts versus a $1.6 trillion deficit, we're really only playing at the margins. And all of this debate so far has been only on one small portion of the budget, what's called the domestic discretionary budget, which only makes up about 12% of what we spend. So you're never going to get to the kind of debt reduction and deficit reduction we need unless we can broaden this debate to include all the areas that government spends in security, in mandatory programs, in entitlements. And I believe until we also take a look at tax spending, which is basically tax deductions, and look at tax reform as well.
Gosh, it all sounds so sensible, doesn't it? And yet so hard to get Congress to sit down. And part of the reason is that Harry Reid has to the left of him Democrats who are saying too much, too much, too much. And you have to the right of you Republicans going, this is not enough. Can you all get together on this one little piece of budgetry? And are you willing to sort of stand up to those on the right of you and the Tea Party, et cetera, and say, this is the best we can get, it's time to move on?
I agree with Mark. This is small ball compared to the big issues of the debt. We're going to have to vote on whether to increase the debt limit or not. We've maxed out the federal government's credit card at $14 trillion. And these are the big issues, and we ought to be looking at everything. And I respect what Mark and others are trying to do on a bipartisan basis in the Senate, but it's not going to happen without the President of the United States. He basically has ignored his own fiscal commission report that came out in December 2010, entitled Moment of Truth, which describes in very sobering terms the challenges we face as a country. But it's not going to happen without the President engaging. And we'd like to do something significant with divided government in a bipartisan way.
Sounds like there's a lot of debate still. The debt debate, far from over. Your thoughts, 800-510-8255 in the countdown focus. Now, Fox News' Chris Wallace speaking to Congressman Paul Ryan, who's from Wisconsin, about the budget he's getting ready to present for the next year.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats are battling over a few billion dollars in government spending while facing the deadline for a partial government shutdown Friday. But this week, the House GOP will unveil a new budget for next year that would cut trillions of dollars. Here with a first look at his plan is Congressman Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, welcome back to Fox News.
Thanks for having me back. Good to be with you.
Let's start with the big picture. President Obama's budget for 2012 for the next fiscal year that starts next October calls for a five-year freeze on non-defense discretionary spending that he says would save $400 billion, no addressing of entitlements. How is your budget different?
His freeze locks in very high spending levels. It's really more of a floor to gain in 24% increase in discretionary spending. If we went back to 2008 levels, we'd get another $400 billion on top of that over the next 10 years. Nothing on entitlements. He does nothing to address the drivers of our debt. The public debt will double in his first term and triple by the end of his budget. He adds $13 trillion more to our debt. He is punting on the budget and not doing a thing to prevent a debt crisis, which every single economist tells us is coming sooner rather than later in this country.
All right,
we will address these issues.
All right, let's talk about your budget. The widely reported that your budget will cut spending by $2 trillion over the next decade. True?
Well, it's more than that. Quite a bit more than that.
$3 trillion?
More than that.
$4
trillion? Well, we're looking at more than that right now. We're fine-tuning our numbers at the Congressional Budget Office literally today, over the weekend. But we're going to be cutting a lot more than that.
So more than $4 trillion, which is a significant number, because that was the President's Debt Commission cut the deficit by $4 trillion.
We will be exceeding the goals that were put out in the President's Debt Commission.
How do you do that?
By cutting spending, reforming entitlements, and growing our economy. Look, we intend to not only cut discretionary spending and put caps on spending, you have to address the drivers of our debt. We need to engage with the American people on a fact-based budget, on stopping politicians from making empty promises to people, and talk to the country about what is necessary to fix these problems. Now, the good thing we have going for us is we have time to fix this problem. So the kinds of reforms we're going to be putting out there won't make changes to people who are already in and near retirement. If you're 55 or older, you won't see changes. You won't have to reorient your lives around these things. But if we keep kicking the can down the road and keep making more empty promises to people, then we'll have the European kind of pain and austerity. Then you have cuts to current seniors, tax increases that slow down your economy. By addressing the drivers of our debt now, we do it in a gradual way. We can guarantee the mission of health and retirement security, not just for current generations, but future generations. And we are going to put out a plan that gets our debt on a downward trajectory and gets us to the point of giving our next generation a debt-free nation. That, in and of itself, will help us grow the economy today and create jobs.
All right, so the plan there with them is to make more than $4 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years. 800-510-8255. What do you think about this debate? Up next, we'll be focused on David Gregory, Meet the Press. We'll get to Bob Schieffer and CBS as we cover all of the networks. And then some talk radio input as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800
800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
800-510-8255 on the budget battle. Let's continue on now as we bring you from Meet the Press, David Gregory, talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
Let me talk about the politics of this. You sounded sympathetic towards Speaker Boehner and what he has to deal with. Senator Schumer, your colleague, was on a conference call with Democratic colleagues on Tuesday, and some reporters didn't realize that his microphone was open, that reporters could hear him. This is what he said about how to talk about the other side, how to talk about Republicans in the spending fight.
I always use the word extreme. That's what the caucus instructed me to do the other week. Extreme cuts and all these riders. And Boehner's in a box. But if he supports the Tea Party, there's going to inevitably be a shutdown.
Look, you're in the leadership in the Senate here. I know from my own reporting that a big part of the White House strategy is to draw Republicans over the line and cast them as extreme. Are you going to win that battle?
Well, I think some of the spending cuts they're suggesting go way, way too far. Chuck Schumer, I think, is an indication of what happens in both political parties, in both caucuses, House and Senate. We talk about how to get a message through to the American people, as tough as it is in this day and age. And Chuck was instructing folks as to what he felt the best way was to deliver that message. But here's what it comes down to. We cannot go so far in our spending cuts at this moment as to jeopardize this recovery. We had good news, David, last Friday. More jobs are being created, the lowest unemployment rate in 2 years. But it's slow going, and we don't want to kill off jobs. The House Republican budget would eliminate up to 700,000 jobs in America. Instead of 200,000 on the plus side, as we showed this month, we would be moving backwards, and we don't want to. We want to move out of this recession by creating jobs.
Let's stick with the politics. E.J. Dionne, the columnist with the Washington Post, who will be on our roundtable in just a few minutes, has made the argument that President Obama has been sort of missing when it comes to framing the debate over spending cuts. Why?
Well, you have to put it in this context. If the president asserted himself with the Obama plan, it would be summarily rejected. Congress would say, wait a minute, separate branch of government, we'll call you when we need you. At this point, this is our responsibility. So a president walks a very delicate line here. He doesn't want to go too far in pushing his idea, but he wants to be there to encourage Congress to come to the right conclusion. President Obama is doing that. I can tell you this. He has been working behind the scenes with both political parties for a long, long time. Yesterday, he spoke to Speaker Boehner and Leader Reid, encouraging them, don't let the government shut down. So, yes, the president's playing a role. It may not be as visible and public as some would like, but I think he's done the right thing.
All right. Is the president doing the right thing, and are we on the right course or the wrong course, and why, if you wouldn't mind explaining that? As you call 800-510-8255, that was Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. The blame game that's going on continues. More foolishness because of party affiliation, if nothing else. So whose ego is on top here? 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And as promised from CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer, focusing on Senator Harry Reid's involvement in all of this and what Reid tells Schieffer it'll take to avoid a shutdown.
Congress senator has been in session since January, and unless you can find some way around it, the government will have to shut down at the end of this week because you can't agree on a budget. Can you avoid a government shutdown?
You know, we throw numbers around here, and that's good. We need to do that. But this is more than numbers. This involves people. What they did with H.R. 1, this bill that did such mean-spirited things, not to cut the debt, but send an ideological message. For example, little kids, Head Start. These are the poor little children around the country, little boys and girls who want to get a head start. That is, be able to, when they go to school, learn to read and write and do a little bit of math. The cutting benefits to homeless veterans.
Yes.
These are the kinds of things that have received a lot of publicity.
Can you avoid the government shutting down?
The Republican leadership in the House has to make a decision whether they're going to do the right thing for the country or do the right thing for the Tea Party. The Tea Party, you see, they spent weeks organizing here, and the day came for their demonstration a couple of days ago. They didn't have thousands of people there. They didn't have hundreds of people. They had tens of people. If you really stretch it, you might have had 150 people there. The Tea Party is not looked at very strongly around the country. The only attention they get is in the House of Representatives, and they shouldn't be getting that attention.
Well, what I mean, are you saying that Speaker Boehner and the Republicans who have been here a while are afraid of the Tea Party? Is that what's going on here?
That's a pretty good choice of words. The answer is yes. The Tea Party is dictating a lot that goes on in the Republican leadership in the House, and they shouldn't. It shouldn't be that way. We've agreed on a number. Let's work to get that number done. We realize that the country needs to do something about spending. And the long-term benefits to doing something about the deficit are significant. But we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We, during the Clinton years, reduced the debt. For 4 years, we paid down the debt. We know how to do this, but we don't do it on the backs of middle-class Americans.
You said you've agreed on a number. That is a number, how much to cut from the current budget.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
What is the number?
But, Bob, the other thing is $73 billion. But also remember this. What the H.R. 1 does, what the House is trying to do, is send out a message, we're going to balance the budget. But they're doing it with about 10% of the budget. You can't do that. And these are the domestic discretionary programs. Let's assume for purposes of our discussion here that we eliminate everything. That is, we got rid of all the courts, the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, the Immigration and Naturalization, Congress, everything, we get rid of it. Still wouldn't balance the budget. There, we need to look at the long-term impact that our spending habits have created. We need to look at why do we need to continue giving tax breaks to the oil companies.
But
the former head of Shell Oil said he didn't think that was appropriate anymore. Agriculture is making more money now than they've ever made. Let's take a look at some of those.
Well, do you think, let me go back to my original question, do you think at the end of this week the government is going to be shut down, or is it going to be operating?
I always look at the glass being half full. I think we can work this out. It's so easy to do. We're just really, in Washington terms, a few dollars short of being able to do this. It's a question of how we do it.
All right. One of the biggest gas bags in the recent history of, it's my own, not partisan, it's just an observation based on what this guy is all about, how he gets to lead the Democrats in the Senate when they have so many more bright lights there. This guy is a big zero as far as I'm concerned. Oh, it's for the kids. We have to make sure we don't do anything that'll hurt the kids. Oh, my God. Let's not shut the government down. Let's not save the let's get into waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. I know nobody's into that. Harry Reid about the government shutdown. Your call's up next at 800-510-8255 here on the Monday Countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today,
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Budget battle, government shutdown, that's where we are. And we continue with the same kind of rhetoric. It seems to me this is a new day, but not much different in the conversation. What do you think? 800-510-8255 is the shutdown. Callers are lining up here. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go to DougStephan.com. Click on the Facebook icon. Follow the conversation on Twitter as well. Andy is in Auburn, New York. First up here on the countdown. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Hey, my friend Doug Stephan. Well, you know, I'm a hardcore liberal, but I'm glad the Tea Party are pushing about reducing the deficit and making that such a big issue. You know, I don't think it's exclusively their issue, but I'm glad they're putting on the pressure. But, you know, part of it has to be, and I wish they would pay attention to this, and I want to know what you think about the idea that General Electric and ExxonMobil and most of the corporations, the giant corporations in America, pay zero income taxes, zero, for the last few years. Not only that, we give ExxonMobil $3.2 billion this year.
All right, so here's the story, Andy. Your two senators in New York, you know who they are, right? Schumer,
yep.
And Gyllenhaal, or what's her name? Not Gyllenhaal. What's the lady's name?
Gillibrand.
Gillibrand, close to it. And your congressman, who's your congressman in your district?
Well, I got Chuck Schumer. My congressman in my district.
Yeah.
Forget his name, honestly.
Good. So there's your first problem. You don't know who represents you, and therefore you probably don't know how they stand. Here's the situation with the congressman or woman, whoever it is that represents you, and the two senators that represent you. They get contributions from the oil companies, from the big banks, from big broadcasts, you name it. Their pockets are loaded with money from these various special interest groups. And therefore, the discussion, the debate, and the vote all focus is on not what you think as a small individual, not small, but as an individual, you have little say in what goes on. These people vote, for the most part, with whoever it is that has supported them. So look at Chuck Schumer.
I agree with you.
Look at Gillibrand. Look at all of these people and how much money they get. That's the first problem. That's why Exxon doesn't pay, because they have special things they pass, and the people that are in the various important. Hold on just a second. The other thing that is a problem that is your problem, because you're not active enough, is demanding a cut, demanding a resolve to the waste fraud, of the abuses, the corruption, the amount of money, the billions and trillions. These people never talk about that. There isn't one word in any of these discussions that we've heard in the last half hour about the waste. If the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse were taken care of, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Why that is unconscionable. Why is it that you haven't called your congressman, you don't even know who it is, but your senators every single day, email them? If everybody would do that, tell them that you demand they deal with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, this would become the national mantra, this would become the national discussion, and this would fix the discussion and the debate. Nobody, I'm not that much of a genius, but I will tell you, if they dealt with that, there would be no other discussions, none, along the lines that we are discussing.
Well, I am politically active, and I do talk to my my local representatives. And
how do you do that if you don't even know who your congressperson is?
You know, I don't remember his name, but he's got an office about four blocks from where I live.
So when's the last time you engaged him in a conversation about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in government?
Well, you know, it's not...
Never. You haven't done it. I know you haven't. So that's the place to start.
That's the number one issue on my plate.
Well, why isn't it?
My number one issue is the environment.
Why isn't that the number? Well, the environment would be taken care of if the environment, there are a lot of things in today's USA Today. It's an interesting focus on people carpooling. How do we save? How do we get people to work better and faster around the country? You ought to read that. And the environment, any issue that you come up with has the same issue attached to it. There's always two issues. There's always one, the main issue, the visible issue, and then behind the scenes, how much waste and fraud and corruption is there in getting the job done? There's always padding. There's always somebody who's getting a deal, a sweetheart deal. That's the place to start,
well,
Andy. 800,
I agree.
I'm moving on. 800-510-8255. Here is William in Washington, D.C., listening to the Big Talker 1580.
I think they need to just grow up, the Democrats and the Republicans, and go ahead and settle the, make a compromise. And then they need to work on a job deal. I think once people get back to work and more revenue is coming into the Treasury, I think the budget will go down. But as far as cutting all these programs, I think they need to make a compromise. And there are some programs that definitely need to be cut. But I think the Democrats are giving the Republican Party a little too much. I think about $23 billion. I'm not counting anything, but I'm just looking at all these programs that they want to cut. And as far as I see, is everything that they want to cut, I think $23 billion will be adequate enough.
800-510-8255. Let me go back to Andy for a second. Not that he's back on the phone. But the disparity in people and their understanding. His issue is the environment. That's swell. I'm very interested in the environment as well. And most of you who have a conscience and understanding know the environment is a very big issue. He wants to know why Exxon doesn't pay any taxes or some of the other big corporations. I gave you the answer to that. The answer is that they have their most favored company status, and they get these deals through because they have lobbyists that they can pay, and they've also influenced the congressmen and the senators. But the reason that I was as aggressive as I was is because it's the same story over and over and over again. Not meaning to be impolite, Andy, if you thought I was, I'm sorry. But I'm just trying to make a point. The point is that many of you say the same thing all the time, and you don't take. I mean, he doesn't know who his congressman is. Okay, so maybe he's just had a memory lapse. But if you aren't really in a real tacit way familiar with your congressperson, and frankly, they ought to be familiar with you. If everybody were as noisy as a few are, even if you don't have the money, if you make a lot of noise, they're going to pay attention to you. The more people involved in this discussion, the fact that they're only going to cut $4 trillion from the budget over 10 years, that's a disgrace. Again, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. That needs to be the number one focus. That's the way I look at it. You ask me for my opinion, that's what it is. Scott, Manassas, Virginia, go ahead.
I feel that the government has done a poor job with coming up with a budget 6 months into the year. I feel that they really need to get organized, roll up their sleeves, and really get to work. They are so busy bantering back and forth, nothing is getting done. I feel that if the government does shut down, we might get used to the concept and just fire them. I believe that we are in financial trouble. I do see the point of view where we need to cut across the board and study the programs. However, some foothold needs to be made and start off. We're 6 months into the year. Whatever budget they come up with, we'll see how it works for 6 months. It's getting down to it's just a test format.
It is testing. It's all of this stuff. They've been through this 100 times. If you look at where the various administrations, where there have been problems with this sort of thing back to the Clinton times, 800-510-8255. What also it shows is how the rhetoric, the antagonism, the unnecessary foolishness that goes on, mostly at the hands of the news, talk, radio, and television programs, because they want to get ratings, they stir the debate, and it really is, most of it's nonsense, and you don't learn anything from it anyway, because it's usually false experts with phony thoughts. Pat in Houston, how about your thoughts here?
I think that the Democrats need to hold firm, do not compromise with the Republicans. They are the ones that spent the money. Now that the Democrats are in, they want to put a hold on everything. No. The Democrats hold two-thirds of the government. They need to put their foot down and not give in to the 200 Tea Partiers. The Democrats hold two houses or two branches of the government. They should be dictating, not the Republicans. The Republicans were not elected to presidency. They do not hold a majority in the Senate. So why are the Democrats ceding to them?
Well, because that's the way the game is played, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Barry is in Marion, North Carolina, thinks the Democrats are going to be happy to let the government shut down and then try to blame those dastardly Republicans.
The question about whether we should shut down the government, the government's ready to crumble. It's not about shutting down the government. It's people like Chuck Schumer telling us that they gleefully invite a government shutdown so Republicans can be blamed. That's pretty sad. We have a $1.7 trillion deficit projected for this year, and you can't find $50-60 billion. That's so sad. That's less than 1/3 of 1%. We need to take 10% off the board. Yes, I agree with y'all. Let's take 10% from the Defense Department. Let's take 10% from everything. And that wouldn't even begin to skim the waste and the fraud, the graft, the greed that the people in this country are advocating. This is ridiculous. We need to take this by the horns and do the right thing. Mr. Obama, Mr. President Barack Hussein Obama, you have increased the deficit 100%, 1,000%. This is absurd. In 2007, the year's entire deficit was $160 billion. In the month of February 2011, the deficit for 1 month was $233 billion.
Pretty silly, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. Okay, so that's an overview of what might be possible if there's a shutdown, yada, yada. Olivia, up next in the focus here on the countdown.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Senta is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Senta, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Okay, Libby in the focus now. And from MSNBC, Thomas Roberts talking to a correspondent who's in Tripoli about the latest there.
There are new reports that Muammar Gaddafi is reaching out to foreign diplomats, sending his deputy foreign minister to Athens. Jim, what are we back in the States supposed to make of this, especially with deputies now traveling off to Athens for Gaddafi?
Well, that's a good question. We were all kind of abuzz with the word that this so-called deputy foreign minister, it turns out he's not. He's actually a foreign minister official. He had driven to Tunisia and then flown from Juba to Athens. We all thought this could be the high-ranking defection number three over the past 2 days. It turns out that he is being sent by Gaddafi. He does have guards with him. Message allegedly from Gaddafi to the Greek prime minister and perhaps envoys from the United States, France, and Britain as well, laying out in Gaddafi's mind how to end the airstrikes. There's no indication at all that it would be about Gaddafi's endgame, but about the airstrikes. It is certainly, Thomas, a good time for diplomacy now and to launch balloons, if you will, because of the stalemate on the battlefield. If you look at it, if you look at a map, what's happening is that there's probably 150 or 200-mile stretch now where both sides are going back and forth and neither really can strike a knockout blow to the other side. You've got on top of that NATO forces, NATO officials now who are saying they'll use warplanes against both sides, Gaddafi's forces and rebel forces, if either side or threaten civilian populations. That means, effectively, that you're not going to see the rebels getting anywhere close to Sirte, much less here in Tripoli, and you're not going to see Gaddafi's forces retaking Benghazi. So that really lays out the military, gives the governments a good opportunity to try to get some kind of diplomacy going.
800-510-8255. Okay, where are we in Libya in terms of the discussion, the mission in Libya? What are your thoughts? Are we getting involved in something? We keep getting involved. Is that good or bad, or do you care? We'll get some of your thoughts anyway on that in a few minutes on the countdown.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Flex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits in talk radio from the weekend, an overview that pretty much has been the way it has. This discussion of Libya has been going on now for how long? It sounds like the same thing each week, but we haven't got any resolve. A NATO request that the U.S. participate and continue the airstrikes in Libya until late this week. The U.S. has agreed to do so. That's the story from ABC. And now it's time for your calls, your thought. We have to remember what? Chad in Indiana with your thoughts on our involvement in Libya to this point. Go ahead, sir.
I know we have a lot of problems here in America, but I think as Americans, I think we're a little spoiled. And there's nothing more important than freedom. And if you look at these Libyans, all they want is freedom. And I don't understand why there's not more backers behind this, because I just don't see anything more important than freedom. And I know we've got a lot of problems here, but it's not a small world anymore. This world gets smaller and smaller every day, and there are problems out there. And everybody thinks we're bullies, and everybody thinks this. I think we should have led the attack. We have to lead by example. We're one of the most strongest countries in the world, and we have to lead by example that we're not going to let a tyrant bomb his own people because they want a different government. It's not fair. They want the same thing that we have. And I just wanted to say, I think Americans have forgotten what it's like to fight for freedom. I know it's been a long time, but I think we all need to realize what it's like to stand up for freedom.
800-510-8255. Raymond in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
My take on it is whatever Obama do is not enough. But the thing that I think that he did was good was the way he took his time and took the exact time to do what he had to do, but the Republicans is rushing him. And I just want to say something about them. They keep telling him to go to the Congress to do anything. The president has the right to go to war if he wants to. It's in the Constitution. So I don't understand why the Republicans keep on saying, go to Congress, go to Congress. Then if he would have went to Congress, look how long would it took for them people, for us to even do anything, because they can't never get nothing right. They're always arguing. So that would have been more people killed.
All right, 800-510-8255. I can comment on all these callers, or we can squeeze many more in, which is really what I'd like to do. Linus in Shreveport, Louisiana, please go ahead. You're on the countdown next.
To me, there's no math. It doesn't matter what the president of the United States says or does as it relates to this country. He's going to always be criticized in regards to whatever he does, whatever decisions he makes. This country has a strong, deep, hidden racist agenda that has not ever been dealt with, neither will ever be dealt with. And no matter what he says on Monday, whether it be for what he's doing or against what he's doing, there's always going to be this majority of Americans that feels that he shouldn't be the president, that he's not capable of running this country simply because he's the first African-American president.
What has that got to do with any of this stuff? Oy, Lee in Pennsylvania, what do you want to know about all this?
I would like to know, if we're going to go over there and be in this war, we have all their money stashed away. We froze it. Now, we need to pay for this war. Why can't we not use this money to straighten this country out and pay for our expenses? Why do we have to, every time it comes to a war, use our money? Why can't we just go ahead and take that billions of dollars to pay for our war to help them? And another thing, this oil that we are letting, we went to Brazil over there, and we gave them $3 billion, our president did, and we are wasting our money over there to drill over there for Brazil. And what are they going to do with that oil? You bet we're not going to get it.
Okay, John in Albuquerque, you have the floor.
200 years we've been in Libya. The Marines first landed there. We're still there. I believe that we should go back to being an isolationist country. We should have let the Arab League handle it, just like we're letting the African League handle their stuff down in the middle of Africa and the southern part of it. What are we spending billions of dollars a year for all these other countries to use NATO? Letting NATO handle it, or we need to start making other countries pay their part of NATO, and we need to get out of it. This is a joke. What do you expect from a president who says we should be civil, respectable, and all that other stuff, and doesn't respect Congress enough to at least make a phone call to the heads of the branches and say, hey, I'm fixing to push a button?
All right, that's it in this hour of the Countdown. Libya in the focus along with the